If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
How big would you dream if you knew you couldn't fail?
You have to find a dream that's so big that it overwhelms all of your fears and causes you to never give up.
If you're not setting a big goal, so big and so unrealistic that people laugh at you, you need to go back to sleep and get a bigger dream and wake up with some passion in your life and start chasing it. Now is the time to step up. Quit living this safe, comfortable, boring, average life. Do something that scares you. Do something that's going to make you alive. Do something that's going to make you grow and be able to give back in a bigger way to the world. Do something.
Think big. Think big. You can do it. You can do it. You can make it happen. It can happen. What's impossible in your life? Go after that. Have that. Go after what's impossible. You got to have something impossible in your life.
This guy stopped me at a stoplight. He was like, "Hey, Goggins, why am I not getting better? I'm a big-time goal setter. I run half Ironmans. I run half marathons. I go for that new promotion at work. Why am I not getting better?" I asked him a question. "Do you have fear of not reaching those goals?" He said, "No." I mean, that's your problem. You're setting goals you know you can reach. And when you do that, that fear, that insecurity, that doubt, that's where you grow. He's not getting that. You must always set goals that you think you cannot achieve. And in there you get better. Stay hard.
Set a goal to become a millionaire. And he said, here's why. For what it will make of you to achieve it. Set a goal that'll make you stretch that far. For what it will make of you to achieve it. What a brand new reason for setting goals. And here's why. The greatest value in life is not what you get. The greatest value in life is what you become.
Dream big dreams. Allow yourself to dream. Allow yourself to imagine and fantasize about all your career goals and the kind of life you would really like to live.
If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. The size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If you start off with a small dream, you may not have much left when it is fulfilled, because along the way, life will test your dreams and make demands on you. Just because something has not been done as yet doesn't mean it cannot be done.
Remember this, is that people are time wasters, and the great majority of people have no goals, they have no priorities, they have no plans, they have no concern about becoming successful, and they think that you're the same. They think because their time isn't worth anything, that your time isn't worth anything also.
You have to have a dream if you want to make a dream come true.
Your dreams have to be bigger than all your fears. See, that's why you have to have big dreams, because your dreams have to be bigger than all your fears and all your consequences. What makes people go back is you dream too small. See, your problem in life ain't if you aim too high and you miss it. Your problem in life is if you aim too low and you hit it. That's, you messed up now. When you aim to the moon and you miss, you still amongst the stars. So it kind of keeps you motivated a lot longer, man, to help you push through. Because everybody's gonna have to have a push through moment.
So you wanna be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them,
being fine with being mediocre.
But don't go through life just saying, you know what? I'm okay being average. Average sucks. It does.
With being average, are you not disgusted with being like everybody else? Being mediocre, being average, being mundane. Now, if you want to live an ordinary life, walk around, do your 9 to 5, watch some Netflix or some Hulu at night, just chill, then that's fine. But if you want to be an extraordinary individual and you want to live an extraordinary life, if you want to be extraordinary, first you have to be disgusted with your current situation. And once you're disgusted with your current situation, you must commit to changing.
Project yourself forward 5 years. Imagine that 5 years have passed and that your life is now perfect in every respect. What does it look like? What are you doing? Where are you working? How much money are you earning? How much do you have in the bank? What kind of a lifestyle are you enjoying?
I feel so strongly that the reason I'm here is I dreamed big dreams.
The unrealistic, laughable goals. Now, my entire life, I have done that. I have said, I'm going to make the Olympics. I'm going to be a professional athlete. I'm going to be an All-American. I'm going to break world records. I'm going to make millions of dollars. I said all of these things when I didn't have talent as an athlete, when I never made a dollar as an entrepreneur, when I was working as a truck driver as an entrepreneur, I was saying this. I said, I'm going to write a New York Times best-selling book before I was almost flunked out of high school English my senior year. I said all these things when it was unrealistic and when people would fucking laugh at me. And I tell you what, if I would have had safer, realistic goals, I would have been getting average results. And that's the difference maker.
There will be people along the way, and I remember this, who will say to you, you know, you're dreaming too big. It's not possible. Those things just can't happen. Don't allow anyone, friend, family, acquaintance, teachers, whoever it is, don't allow anyone to tell you that what you are dreaming for yourself and your family is not possible. It is possible.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Think about the amount of money you would like to earn and have in your bank account. All self-made millionaires begin with a dream of something wonderful and different from what they have today.
The goal you set, you should know how to get there. If you know how to get there, it's the wrong goal. If you know how to get there, you've already been there, or at least you know how to do it. We call it ABC goals. A goal is doing what you already know how to do. B goal, doing what you think you can do. If I put this together, if I had this and that, and I got it all together, then this would happen. You know you can do it. The C goal, that's where you're creating. You have no idea how you're going to get there. But because you can see it in your mind, you know you can hold it in your hand. Make certain that you set the right goal. And I guarantee you, you'll never have to worry about getting up in the morning. You won't have to worry about having a good day. You're going to be working toward your goal.
There's always someone out there working harder than you. I'm haunted by that mother. Know that that someone out there is willing to forgo personal desires and comforts, forgo sleep, forgo whatever it takes to be better, to be the best. In life, a lot of times, a lot of us have that person out there. It may not be a name or a face to him, but he exists. You make sure in life to think about that person. You make sure they put a name and a face to it. If you make sure the name and face is yours, you do the haunting. Get in somebody's head. Own space. In all times when you want to quit, because we're all human, you make sure you number one thing. All the times and hours and days, you sacrifice to be the best. Stay hard.
The only thing stopping us is ourselves.
We're dead.
Take one step in the right direction, and you're halfway there to making the dreams come true.
Imagine that you have no limitations on what you can be or have or do in life. Just for the moment, imagine that you have all the time and all the money and all the education and all the experience and all the friends and all the contacts and all the resources and everything else you need to achieve anything you want in life. You have no limits. If your potential were completely unlimited, what kind of a life would you want to create for yourself and your family?
If you're going to run from anything, it should be from the boundaries we unnecessarily create and into the arms of crazy.
Don't be one of those people 20 years from now are going to be walking around in a 9-to-5 job, miserable and angry and bitter, because you let your dreams get away from you, because you did not believe strongly enough in yourself and what was possible. Don't allow that to happen.
Successful people, winners, use their time well. Losers do not. The core of time management, the axle around which the wheel of life turns, is goals. What are your goals? What is it that you want to be or to have or to do? What is it that you want to accomplish in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years? The top 3% in every field have goals. The balance of the population have either very vague goals or no goals at all. So the question you have to ask yourself is, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to accomplish?
When you create a clear mental picture of where you are going in life, and you set clear career goals, you become more positive and more motivated and more determined to make it a reality. You see, you always tend to move in the direction of your dominant career goals and dreams and images and visions. The very act of allowing yourself to dream big dreams actually raises your self-esteem and causes you to like and respect yourself more.
And all the people that think it's unrealistic and all the people that are going to laugh at you, let them laugh. Let them think whatever they want to think. It's more of a limiting belief around their mind and what they're capable of doing. They're laughing because they don't think they could do it. They don't think it's possible for their life to achieve those big dreams. So let those people laugh. Let those people play small. Let those people be average and don't surround yourself with them. You say, thank you for your feedback. This is my dream and I'm going after it.
A successful life is based on a series of successful days, and a series of successful days is based on working on a list one step at a time.
The first is to dream big dreams. Dream big dreams. Practice what is called back from the future thinking and project forward. Develop a vision of yourself as happy, healthy, wealthy, thin. Practice what top people practice, which is what is called idealization.
I don't believe in talent. I'm here because I worked hard my whole life. Without that work, no one in this room would know who I am except my family. So to all the kids around the world watching, paying attention, and aspiring to be like one of us or even on the stage someday, put the work in and watch the magical ride you go on.
I can't encourage you enough to continue to think that things are possible and that your dreams can come true.
The starting point of great success and achievement has always been the same. It is for you to dream big dreams. And when you're dreaming big dreams, there's nothing more important than for you to cast off your own limitations. You must begin dreaming and fantasizing about the wonderful things that you can become and have and do without thinking of all the reasons why it may not be possible.
You must be willing to extend yourself to the limit with no guarantee of success. Every day, you must ask yourself, did I do enough?
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say, you've grown.
Here's a great question for you to ask and answer over and over again. What one great thing would I dare to dream if I knew I could not fail? What one great thing would you dare to dream if you could not fail? If you were absolutely guaranteed of success in any one goal in life, large or small, short term or long term, what would it be? Whatever it is, write it down and begin imagining that you've achieved this one great goal already. Then look back to where you are today. What would you have done to get to where you want to go? What would you have changed in your life if you had achieved those goals? What would you have started up or stopped doing completely? Who would you be with if your life was perfect? Who would you no longer be with?
Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is gonna suck. And that's what I realized.
Why would you not go for it? Why would you not take a chance? At one point in time, you got to take a chance on you.
The average person thinks of terms of morning, or afternoon. The above average person thinks of hours. The successful person thinks of half hours. The very successful person thinks in terms of minutes. They allocate their time carefully. But the only time way that you can do that is what? Is you've got to keep track of what you're spending your time on. 60, 70, 80% of people are not aware of how they spend their time.
Make a list of everything you would do or attempt if you are absolutely guaranteed of success. Then decide upon one specific action and take it immediately.
The more unrealistic of a dream we have, the more fulfilled life becomes. Because that's when we grow the most. When we have a dream that is so silly and so unrealistic to think that could actually happen to you, and you dedicate your life or the next 5 years to making it happen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And then you actually do it? Holy smokes, this is when life gets so crazy. It's like you become the alchemist. You turn dirt into gold. You actually feel the most alive when you grow through the most adversity to achieve your dreams.
Everyone wants to win. We all want to be successful. But not everyone wants to wake up early, stay late, and sacrifice. And not everyone wants to keep the faith and hold to the vision until those sacrifices pay off.
I have a question for you. Are your dreams big enough? Why don't you dare to dream bigger? Dreaming big dreams improves your self-concept and increases your level of self-confidence. It increases your personal level of self-respect and happiness. There's something about dreams and visions that is exciting, and it stimulates you to do better than you've ever done before. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away.
You got trust in the heart of hearts. Inside what you're doing, what you believe in, is a worthy cause, a winnable fight. See, the thing is, for many people, they've tried the same path you're on, and they failed. As you walk this journey, you're going to see carcasses all over the place of people that didn't quite have it. I should inspire you, but you got further than that person, But you're not looking to get further than them. You're looking to finish. How do you know you're on the right path? Where do you go to ensure that? Success, many will love you for it. The majority will hate you. Because your success makes them feel insufficient in their current endeavor. Reminds them of where they could have done it, but they came up short, and how they didn't revisit it. Where they went at and failed, and failure is what stood. They never revisited it again.
Words like crazy, impossible, and irrational, they all have something very specific in common. They suggest an improbability of outcome. They mock scenarios that don't fit well with the standard idea of the world and how it should work. Because, well, people tend to view life as it is, not as it could be. But if there's one thing you need to remember, it's this. Every single thing in your life was at one point crazy. It was at one point improbable, irrational, or absurd. But this changes. Because at certain points along the way, people were brave enough to look up and acknowledge that reality is forever evolving. A human being in a metal object going 60 miles per hour was crazy. Flying from destination to destination through clouds was crazy. Communicating instantaneously across the world was crazy. If your idea or your dreams aren't crazy, you're simply thinking too small. You need crazy. The world needs crazy. See, change will always be crazy. Because it requires us to break away from what is. It means you're shaking the world and declaring, yes, this is possible. Yes, this can be real. And the world reacts accordingly. the previous standards raised just a little and you open the door for what's to come. Crazy is what shapes the best part of everyday life.
There was a kid who everyone underestimated. Too small, too quiet, too ordinary. But every day, while they laughed, he worked. In the gym, in the books, in the shadows. He knew one truth. Effort beats talent when talent doesn't try. Years later, they asked him how he did it, and he just smiled, because they never saw the grind. It's the quiet hustle that makes the loudest impact.
Dreaming big dreams is the starting point of achieving your goal of financial independence. The number one reason that people never succeed financially is because it never occurs to them that they can do it. As a result, they never try. They never get started. They continue to go around in financial circles, spending everything they earn and a little bit more besides.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. Listen to me. You got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat.
There's no limits. Don't let the world ever put limits on you. You can do anything you want to do. But make sure if you have a vision, make sure the vision is written. You know, make sure you have something to actually chase and not just hoping and wishing. Put your plan together and then work the plan. Don't work somebody else's plan. You have to create your own brand yourself. And your brand is whatever you feel like doing, whatever your heart is passionate about, chase it.
First off, we've got to actually see the goal and the dream inside of our freaking minds. We've got to believe that's possible, even when there's no evidence and all the doubt is against you. You've got to believe it yourself. No one else is going to give you the belief. It doesn't matter if the world believes in you. If you don't believe in it, it's never going to happen. So the only person it starts with is you seeing it and believing it first. Sometimes the goals I had happened 20 years later, 8 years later, 5 years later. These things take time. They're laughable and unrealistic because it's not going to happen in the next month. My big dreams aren't going to happen next week. They might happen 5, 10, 20 years from now. So yes, people should laugh at you because it should seem unrealistic that it's going to happen anytime soon. But then you know what? You do something interesting. You do something where you say, you know what? I'm going to master the skill of whatever it's going to take for me to be able to achieve this dream. I'm going to become a master of it first. Then I'm going to surround myself with the team of masters who are going to help me get there. And then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the boring thing. I'm going to do it every single day, consistently, for the next 5 to 10 years. And I'm going to consistently show up and build momentum and reach milestones, from little goals to bigger milestones. And it's continue to grow and grow and grow. And that's the way you can make something powerful happen. You step up every single day with consistency.
That if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, and confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, famish, or gout, sickness, or pain, or body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim, you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
You write down your goals and you make plans to accomplish them. You set very careful priorities. And you do something every day to move you towards your major goals. And the more progress you make toward accomplishing things that are important to you, the greater self-confidence and self-belief you have, and the more convinced you become that there are no limits on what you can achieve. If your life were perfect in every respect, what would it look like? Whatever it is that you would do differently to achieve that wonderful vision of your future life, take the first steps today.
I tell young people now all the time, I definitely tell my kids, if you are even remotely a savage, you'll run these people over. Mm-hmm. This next generation, and I know that every generation thinks the generation after them is soft.
Yeah, they're savages in every generation.
But right now, yeah, if you are even remotely a savage, you will run over every one of these kids in this next generation.
It's necessary to know that everybody won't see it, that everybody won't join you, that everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that, that a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation, that you are an uncommon breed. You know, you have to know within yourself. What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
You dedicate yourself to continuous learning and never stop growing. You realize that excellence is a moving target, and you commit yourself to doing something every day that enables you to become better and better at doing the most important things you do to be successful in your field. When you begin to dream big dreams about financial success, you begin to change the way you see yourself and your life. You begin to do different things, bit by bit, gradually, until the whole direction of your life changes for the better. Dreaming big dreams is the starting point of financial success and of becoming a self-made millionaire.
That is you. That is you. That no one can do it for you but you. And even though you face disappointments, even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
I'm astounded by how many people want to be spectacular in life but also want to be normal. By being normal, you are, by definition, aiming for average. Normal people get normal results. Exceptional people get exceptional results. You literally can't do what everyone else does and expect to not get what everyone else has got. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results.
Concentration is having the self-discipline to force yourself to concentrate single-mindedly on one thing, the most important thing, and stay with it until it's complete. If you can do that, you can conquer the world. And if you can't, you always have to be supervised by someone who will make you do it.
Raise your standards to really high standards. I would rather you set your sights not on the moon, but on the stars, because in the process of shooting for the stars, you will hit the moon, guaranteed. But in the process of shooting for the moon, you might completely miss it and hit nothing, right? So the most damaging thing you can do in life is to set low standards and then to achieve those low standards. Set yourself some high standards.
Concentration is persevering without diversion or distraction in a straight line toward accomplishing the things that can make a real difference in your life.
Whatever it is that you're pursuing to achieve or create or express in the world, I think a lot of people back out before that happens. For me, it always comes back to perseverance, persistence, high pain tolerance, an ability to suffer through discomfort, a welcoming of doing hard things, and willingness, really.
When you allow yourself to begin to dream big dreams and creatively abandon the activities that are taking up too much of your time, and then focus your energies on alleviating your main constraints, you start to feel an incredible sense of power and confidence. As you focus on doing what you love to do and becoming excellent in those few areas that can really make a difference in your life, you begin to think in terms of possibilities rather than impossibilities, and you move ever closer toward the realization of your full potential.
Every single day, you're given 24 hours. That's it. The same 24 hours as everyone else. The difference? How you use them. So ask yourself, are you making them count? Most people waste their time waiting for motivation, waiting for the right moment. But here's the truth. That moment will never come. You have to create it. One choice, one step, one action at a time. 1 hour of effort today can change your entire week. 1 week of focus can change your month. Imagine where you'd be in a year if you started right now. The pain of trying, it fades, but the regret of never starting, that stays forever. Be stronger, be better, be fearless.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now, I do it now.
Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not gonna get the results, but two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro. Don't get much simpler than that. If you keep going every single day and don't stop, your competition will fall off, bro. These niggas ain't cut like you, bro. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy. I'm tired. No. Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, you're going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
We all know the things that we need to do. So may having those small wins every single day. You're not going to become a national champion on day one. You're not going to be a world champion on day one. You're not going to be the CEO on day one. You're not going to be a millionaire on day one. But from day one till day 1,000, doing the small things right every single day and never cutting corners, those small little decisions, those small little yeses, those small little accomplishments add up to the big things. Things can happen very, very fast if you've put enough, if you've laid enough of a foundation. The foundation that you're building is the life that you're trying to accomplish. That is what it is built on. So it's just doing the things right. And everybody knows we can ask and seek for all these answers, but really we all know the right things to do.
Dream too small.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.